Russian forces push closer to Ukraine's capital. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Air raid sirens again in Kyiv as another night begins amid fears of further Russian attacks. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Kyiv.
The Russian Defense Ministry says they've hit more than 1,000 Ukrainian military targets. They don't say anything about the civilian toll or infrastructure. We've got updated numbers on that apartment strike that took place yesterday, a missile slamming into a Ukrainian residential complex, killing at least two people and injuring six others. And today, the Ukrainians have told the international bodies overseeing nuclear facilities that two of their nuclear waste sites were hit with Russian attacks. All of this a significant escalation as Russian forces continue their operation against this city.
Heavy fighting also erupted in Ukraine's second largest city, Kharkiv. Optimism prevails that the latest financial sanctions on Russia will have an impact on deterring further aggression. Minnesota Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar.
The fact that we are joining with the rest of the world to hit them hard on sanctions makes a big difference economically and will give them a further reason to take to the streets.
Klobuchar on Fox News Sunday. Russian President Putin has ordered Russian nuclear deterrent forces to be placed on high alert in response to what he called aggressive statements from NATO powers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about it on ABC's This Week.
Well, first of all, George, this is really a pattern that we've seen from President Putin through the course of this conflict, which is manufacturing threats that don't exist in order to justify further aggression. And the global community and the American people should look at it through that prism. We've seen him do this time and time again.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Zelensky has agreed to send a delegation to meet for talks with Russian counterparts along the border with Ukraine and Belarus. America is listening. Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
No surprise on who conservatives want to run for president in 2024 in a just-announced straw poll at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando.
Donald Trump, 59%. So much for him fading. He had 55% last year. Ron DeSantis is at 28%.
DeSantis grabbed 61% of support if former President Trump does not run. The Conservative Political Action Conference winds down today in Orlando. Illinois schools this week will no longer have mask mandates. Fox's Ann Carrick reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker made the announcement Friday. Illinois will end its mask mandate for schools effective Monday. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer urging people to wear masks in most indoor settings, including schools, where COVID-19 poses a low or medium risk to the general public and the local health care system. The new guidance currently covers more than three quarters of Illinois counties. Several legal orders and appeals now deemed moot as health department rules were allowed to expire. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
As COVID infections continue to decline, it's time to celebrate ahead of Fat Tuesday. Fox's Jeff Manasso explains.
A headline in cities across the country to the Big Easy, where parades are already underway. Let the good times roll for Mardi Gras 2022. The carnival celebration and Fat Tuesday, ahead of Ash Wednesday and the Lent season leading up to Easter.
There's a level of excitement.
Vivian Friedman with the New Orleans Pontchartrain Hotel.
We have been preparing way in advance and we're fully staffed.
Over 80% of hotels booked in New Orleans this year, the city saying it has a relatively high vaccination rate, allowing the festivities to go on for the first full season of parades and parties in New Orleans in 2 years. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.